On the 24th of February this year, Russia invaded Ukraine and has not left since. Tatiana Matsapura, a Sydney local who's created a fundraiser to be held this Friday in Sydney called Hope for Ukraine, is doing their bit to try and raise a bit of money for the people affected. This event will feature Ukrainian food, music and artists. Joining me now, event organiser Tatiana. How are you going this morning?
Good morning. Very well. Very well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for waking up so early to have a chat with us. Now, what can guests expect on the night?
Well, the guests will be able to see an exhibition of artists from Sydney of Australian and Ukrainian backgrounds, and also an exhibition of war posters by Ukrainian artists, which will be shown to the public for the first time in Australia.
Oh, wow. So, that's amazing. Please go on.
Yes, and also the guests will be introduced to multiple creative sets in Ukrainian colors for mini photo sessions, food and drinks, and raffle to win multiple amazing items, including a photo session from the photo studio. And, of course, the projector installations with art and photos and the music videos Ukrainian artists. Yeah,
that's really wonderful. How do you connect with all of these artists who are being exhibited and shown as part of this event?
Honestly, just through the Ukrainian community and my circle of friends, because I'm a creative myself. So a lot of my friends, they either paint or take photos. So it's a truly creative community around me. So it's just reaching out on a personal level to each of them.
That's really wonderful. And people have been, obviously, they sort of know that you're putting on a benevolent event in regards to this, and they've jumped at the opportunity to sort of use their art and their creative process as a way of helping and promote and making this a really wonderful night. Now, sort of what is your goal? Who are you raising the funding for?
I'm raising the funds for a humanitarian fund called Foundation for United Nations Help UA. And this is a Ukrainian-based fund, and they're concentrating on the internally displaced people, as we have 12 million of those inside of Ukraine. So it's a huge number, and the help which is needed is unbelievable. So we just need to continue helping those people inside of Ukraine as well.
That's really wonderful. And obviously sort of a lot of the people who are involved as this event have family members who are directly affected by everything that's going on.
Absolutely. All of my family is still back in Ukraine, and we always think of all the possible ways how we can help them, how we can bring the attention back to Ukraine. And this is one of those ways how to bring it back, a non-traditional way for an event.
Are you able to maintain contact with those family members that are there in the Ukraine at the moment?
Most of them, those who are outside of the occupied territories, but some of my family members are in the occupied cities, and we were unable to get in touch with them.
Oh, that's very, very scary. I guess the silver lining on that is that you're doing everything that you can to try and raise money to make their lives a little bit better.
Absolutely. Yes, that's all we can do. Just continue working towards the goal, help Ukraine.
There's going to be, as well as art, there'll be food, drinks and so much more. And, of course, the opportunity for people who aren't already familiar with Ukrainian modern art, they will have the opportunity to do so. Where can people go to find out more about this event?
You can find out about more about this event on Humanitix, Hope for Ukraine. That's where the event is. Go. There is lots of details about it there. Purchase the tickets, come in and have a wonderful night. Learn what it is Ukraine. We are so much more than just borscht and vodka, and you will be amazed at what we can actually offer.
And this is happening this Friday evening from 5 to 9 p.m., and the place you'll be having it at is 62 Glebe Point Road.
That's correct. Yes, come and join us.